Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
Chris and I have really gotten so intentional about making sure that we are active participants in our life, right down to every single day, deciding to choose how we want to feel about things, choose how we want to feel about challenges, choose how we want to feel about our day-to-day life.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, We're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And today I am fitting this podcast in while Chris and I are on our mini anniversary trip. It was our 16th anniversary a couple days ago. And we actually had some busy work days that we had to finish up. And instead of trying to fit it in and celebrate on the actual day, we decided, why stress out? Why not finish these projects that we are doing and that we need to finish and that we feel the urgency of finishing, and instead plan our anniversary on a different day so that we can actually be present and enjoy it. And I think that that ties in perfectly to what we're talking about today. And that is, how do you actually enjoy your life? In order to enjoy your life, you have to be an active participant in it. Your life is not a spectator sport. If you want something to change, if you want something to happen, you have to be the person who is planning it. You have to be the person who is driving the ship instead of looking at the captain of the ship and yelling at him and being upset that they're driving the ship in a direction or it's going in a direction and you're watching it go in a direction that you do not want. I have lived this way before. And trust me, it's definitely a place of blaming, complaining, and justifying. All of your conversations are about what is wrong or what's wrong in the world or what's wrong with your life or what you don't like, what you don't have. And it's conversations that really feel low energy. They make you tired. They drain you. They make you feel ungrateful. They make you feel upset. They make you feel like you got the short end of the stick. And in order to change that, you have to be an active participant. But that also means that you have to be clear on what it is that you want. So I'm going to use an example. We are in Wisconsin and we've been celebrating a lot of different things within our family because it's my mother-in-law's birthday, it's my brother-in-law's birthday, and it's our anniversary. We tend to celebrate them all in the month of August when we come and visit every single summer because we've made that a priority, which is one of the first things that we've done, is made it a priority to come back and see my family, to see Chris's family, to see my grandparents. I'm so grateful that we've done that. So with that said, sometimes when we're here and you guys know with family, sometimes the conversation, if you're with them every single day, it's kind of like a natural thing once in a while for the conversation to go to a negative place. And a while back, Chris and I decided that if we want to keep the conversation more engaging or more upbeat or more positive, that we're going to have to make sure we're not only observing what we are saying and how we're directing the conversation, but sometimes we might want to actually actively take charge of the conversation and change it. And I'm going to use the example of when we go out and we celebrate events and we celebrate family events or birthdays or anniversaries, sometimes we would leave and feel like, wow, I don't know, it just felt like another dinner. It didn't feel as special as maybe we wanted it to feel. So we took some time and said, how could we sit down and make these big life events feel special? If it's someone's birthday, for example. So for the last probably 4 or 5 years on birthdays, what we've done, and we've done this on holidays as well, is we've decided to make sure that we go around the table and each person either gets to share a favorite memory of that person or a favorite trait of that person. And we usually take anywhere from 2 to 5 minutes each person to go around the table and share our favorite memory or trait or thing about that person. And we do this during cocktails, and it usually ends up trickling throughout the whole meal. And it's a really special way that that person feels celebrated. The conversation feels so incredibly beautiful and celebratory and meaningful. And you really get to think about the things that you love about that person and what you're grateful for and the things that you've really loved about them throughout the year. And it's the most beautiful way to acknowledge someone. And we all leave feeling like that person really got celebrated. We we also got to take this active part in celebrating them and being this active participant in our life to enjoy it more. And, you know, Chris and I have really gotten so intentional about making sure that we are active participants in our life, right down to every single day, deciding to choose how we want to feel about things, choose how we want to feel about challenges, choose how we want to feel about our day-to-day life, because it truly is the little things. And it's the challenges that we are attempting to be actively grateful for and acknowledge them, that these are the times that we get to grow. These are the moments that we actually get invited in our life to level up through these challenges, through these difficulties, through these difficult conversations. I'm really choosing how we want to come at the day, choosing what we want to do each day, choosing how we want to be on the weekends. What do we want within our life? Chris and I decided that we want lake life to be a large part of our life. And let me tell you, that takes intention. It takes intention setting dates to be on the lake. It took a lot of intention to get a boat. It takes intention of who do we want around us when we're doing this? How do we want to be on the boat? Do we want to do sports? Do we want to do wakeboarding? What does that look like? What do we want to learn? Oh my God, we have to watch YouTube videos in order to figure all of this stuff out. And while that might sound like, oh, that must be nice, and it is, it's the best thing ever, but it takes actively participating in what you want your life to look like. And it all started with a thought, and it all started with a dream, and it literally started with, how do we want to spend our summers? Where do we want to spend our summers? Who do we want to spend our summers with? How are we going to get there? Can we do this? What does this look like? How do we want the conversations to look? If it goes to a negative place, what do we do? Do we start engaging in, you know, different conversation, asking different questions? And I'll tell you that every dinner that we've been out to with family, we've actively participated in making sure that the narrative stays positive. But even when we walk into a restaurant, we start to talk about, or when we're driving there, what questions do we want to ask? Or I'm going to ask some good questions tonight that I want to know about our parents, that I want to know about how they were growing up. Ooh, this is what I'm going to ask because this is how I want the conversation to feel and where I want it to go. And this has been game changing. This has been game changing for us because once in a while, you guys know, you're with family. Sometimes, like I said, it can go to a negative place, or maybe you could easily start bickering a little bit about something. And instead, if you don't want that to happen, you have to think about what you're going to do if these things come up. So I hope that this has maybe just spurred some questions in your mind about how you can start changing some things that maybe you're not loving in your life, and that it's not a spectator sport. You can't show up to these things and just let it happen. It has to be something that is intentional all throughout your entire day, your entire life. And it is not easy. It's not easy to sit there and change a conversation, especially if it's negative. It's not easy to always plan way ahead on exactly what you want to do. But you'll find that you're becoming a spectator if you don't do these things. You'll find that you're starting to wonder why things didn't go the way that you want, or that you have extreme expectation hangover. And a lot of times it's because maybe you don't have a plan, or you didn't have an intention for the weekend. And sometimes the intention is to let go of your expectation and to go with the flow. And that's a beautiful thing too. And that can allow you to be in that state of whatever comes up, I'm just going to observe it and I'm going to enjoy. And that's what this weekend is going to be for me. So I hope that you guys have taken something away from this to maybe turn the tides of something that isn't going the way that you want, that you've been noticing that you've been a spectator in your life. And maybe it's something that you're blaming, complaining, and justifying. And instead you really want to take the reins and see how you can change the tide for your life and your family. So you guys, I'm so grateful for you. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience when you get community right. Not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing, since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.
Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you, it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true, deep sense of community. And it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com.